Once the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winchester, Kansas, where tonight it's high school basketball and a JCN girls invitational, as we're going to see a couple of old nemesis teams get together a lot in the NEKL. It's going to be Jefferson County North and Valley Falls. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and get some things done here, and we'll be back with Starters in the Tip right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester here in Jefferson County North, where it is the 7:30 game. Getting up just a tad bit late, but not bad. Great game before this one was Rossville. Got together with and was able to get out in front of and defeat the Northeast Kansas Saints. And here in the second game, we mentioned it prior going to the break. These are a couple of teams who know one another very, very well. The coaches have known each other for a lifetime. These kids are close to one another geographically. They all know each other, and this should be a really, really fun game here tonight. A quick look at the starters. First of all, for Valley Falls, the Lady Dragons under head coach Jordan Hale, her assistant Rodney Watson. They're going to be starting Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo. It'll be Corey Kirkwood, Renee Myers, and rounding it out is going to be Michaela Yates. For Jefferson County North and head coach Steve Noem. Jason is going to be starting Tara Wistuba and Claire Jobbins. Got Macy Thompson out there. I see Clara Johnson, and rounding it out is going to be Lydia Tweed. So that said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy. Nice crowd on hand here, too, as the ball goes up, the tip is away, and it'll be controlled down by Jefferson County North. Lady Chargers with the basketball, and we're underway. They'll dish it over to the left side, and Clara will have it, brings it off on top. We're going to see a 2-3 zone from Valley Falls, and right now some motion offense. The drive in, Tara puts it up, won't go, and the rebound rescued down to the baseline by Valley Falls, and Lillian Darvo comes up with the basketball, and we'll bring it up the floor. We're a half a minute in, looking for our first points of this girls' high school tournament game. Back out on top, thinking about the three, and Lillian passes it up. They'll work it around to the left side. Corey Kirkwood has it deep in the corner. Thompson steps in front of her. Kirkwood tries to drive in. Thompson does not allow the access, and back to the outside is going to come. Darbo thought about three, kicks it back into the lane. The running shot off the rim twice, and good. Valley Falls has broken out on top, 2-0 on a shot by Corey Kirkwood. 7:05 to go in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession. Valley Falls with the bucket. Here's JCN up top side. Lydia Tweed will go back over to the right to Claire. Gobbins dishes down to the baseline. They'll bring it on top. The three is shot. It's too strong. And rebound tipped around, and controlled down by Valley. Lady Dragons coming up the floor. 6:40 to go with the opening quarter. They lead by two. Chargers are going to come out in there. Very typical player defense. Here's a shot from the top for three. Won't go. Long rebound will be hauled down by Jeff North. Claire comes up with the basketball. Comes down on top to Tara and Mustuba. They'll run the ball club now. 6:20 to go in the first. JC into the home. Whites with green. Here's a running shot. The lane won't go. Offensive board. Followed up and rattles home for Clara Johnston. The game is tied at two. 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Again, JCN wearing the home white for Valley Falls. It's the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Little head fake. Nice move to the baseline. And then passing up a three. Quick defense as Claire Jobbins steps up, got a hand in the air. They rotated around. Baseline left. Three-pointer. No. Macy with the rebound. Macy has great height out on the floor. Tallest player on the court for either team. And the outlet pass slapped out of bounds. It'll be JC and basketball in their forecourt from the far side. 5:41 to go in the opening quarter of this high school girls game. It is a 2-2 contest. Jeff North, Valley Falls. Lady Chargers have it. Way up top side is going to be Clara Johnston. Clara swings it over to the right side. Lydia looking in, but the offense kind of run a little bit. Dumps it back behind her. Jobbins looks to the middle. Now on the give and go, it's in the middle of Claire. It slaps out of her hands and out of bounds, and Jason will put it in at the baseline. Talking about this with some of the coaches and some of the fans here prior to the game is they were asking me kind of a, I guess, an interesting question. How hard is it to broadcast games when, and I suppose for that matter, watch games when there's no shot clock, and teams will do what we're seeing here, just a lot of moving the ball around and not a lot of shots being taken. Work it around, and ultimately see very few points. And many people, you know, lobbying for a shot clock. My thing is, you got movement of the ball and you got teams working it. I don't know if a shot clock is going to make a lot of difference. Maybe sometimes in some instances and with some coaching decisions to really put a stall on, but other than that, not so much. Ball is up, tipped around, and here comes JCN. Still a 2-2 ball game. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Problems with the shot clock include not just putting in the equipment, a three-pointer is up, missing an offensive board underneath. Tara follows and gets it to roll in with Stuba for two. JCN leading it now at 4-2, 4:22 to play in the first. Again, not just the equipment, but, you know, it's hard to get people to fill a lot of jobs as it is without having to add one more position, someone to run the shot clock. It's going to take a dedicated single individual at the scorer's table to work that. 4 minutes to go. Opening quarter, midway through. It is a 4-2 JCN lead in a slow scoring start. Yates kicks it over to the right side. Back out on top. Valley will knife into the lane. Beautiful move. The shot's not going to fall. Getting her own rebound, and she goes back up with it. We're going to have Lillian Darvo fouled and coming to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on JCN, and Lydia Tweed will have her first foul. At 5:45 the line for Valley Falls, Lillian Darvo. Lillian is a junior on this team. Her first free throw spins out, no good. A couple of substitutions coming in for JCN and head coach Steve Knoll. Lady Chargers are going to bring in Elizabeth Easterday and also bring in Abby Laird. The second free throw is up and good. It is a 4-3 JCN lead. Here comes a shot down the floor, up no good. Laird clears down the rebound. Bogdan is going to be up and in for Jeff North, and Clara Johnson has four. We're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Dragons coming here. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jeff North 6, Valley Falls 3.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Great to have you along with us here this evening. Got an outstanding officiating crew, veteran officials, so you can be absolutely assured they're going to do a great job here tonight. And, of course, with the basketball coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls on offense. Now, JCN coming out of the timeout has shifted to a little zone defense now. Valley has it on the left side, drives toward the baseline, cuts across underneath, and reaching in, there's going to be a jump ball. It is. Nice hustle underneath there by Elizabeth Easterday. She reached in, grabbed the ball, tied it up. Possession arrow back to Valley Falls. 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. A 6-3 Lady Charger lead. Valley coming into their own baseline. They'll swing it into the right side. It's going to be in the middle of Kirkwood. Come back out on top. The dish round to the left side, looking in, nothing much there. Back out on top, Darvo three, in and out, rebound, tipped and tipped some more. Valley Falls is going to rescue it. Nicely done by Valley Falls. Lady Dragons are going to control the basketball and keep the possession alive. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Back around to the right side, the three set sail too strong, and Claire Johnson will rebound it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. 2.5 to go. Claire for three. Boom! Claire Johnson! It is now a 9-3 JCN lead. 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Going to see Thompson and Tweed coming back into the game with the next dead ball opportunity. Valley Falls out on top. It's going to be Michaela Yates. Michaela, usually a big scorer. Haven't heard much from her. Now she'll go for three. Can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down. Easterday. Into the forecourt, she'll come in. JCN is back on offense, leading it here by a half a dozen. Now inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. High school girls basketball from the JCN tournament. Now the ball is going to be stolen away on the dribble by Valley Falls. Here comes Kirkwood down the floor, spins 360, falls away, and the shot is up and it won't drop. Rebound tipped around and picked up off the floor by Tara. With Stuba up the court, she is 1-on-2. Drives around Michaela, tries to feed into the middle. It's going to be battered, brain stolen. Valley Falls will run the other way. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Valley down at the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Probably on Abby, I think, maybe. No, it's going to be on Tara. Tara Wistuba will have her first foul. A couple of subs coming into the game for Valley Falls. We'll pick them up here as they come in. We've got Sierra Steinlicht coming into the game. We've also got Emma Montgomery in. And JCN steals on the inbound and brings it up the floor. And then it gets away down to the baseline. They're going to turn it back over. Minute 17 to go in the opening quarter. Hasn't been real smoothly played. A lot of turnovers, a lot of missed shots. And these teams look like they're shaking off a bit of rust when, in fact, they've been playing basketball through the week. Here in the Invitational Tournament. Lady Chargers in a 1-3-1 zone. 1 minute to go in the first. Ballard looking to try to get the ball in the middle. They can't. They shot from the outside. Nope. Rebounded down with Stuba. Here comes Jeff North. With Stuba. Outlets right side. Driving in. Easterday off the Widowman scores. Nice bucket underneath there by Elizabeth Easterday. Her first point of the game, and it is now 11-3. Only 40 seconds left, first quarter. Valley Falls has gotten some decent looks. Not great looks. The Georgia defense is playing pretty well. Now here's a feed to the right block. Batted away. And up with it will come Jeff North. Claire Jobbins will bring it up. She'll take it down the right side. Keep the dribble alive. Way out near the 20-foot line. Long cross court. Passed out of the baseline. And Elizabeth took her eye off it for a moment. The ball gets away. Back in for the Lady Chargers comes Clara Johnson. And we're going to see coming into the game for the first time for Coach Knoll, Zita. Zeta Knoll comes in. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Rolling down the end of the opening quarter. Valley with the basketball out on top with three. With two. They look at the clock. Throw up a desperation shot to the buzzer. Was not close, and that is the end of the first. We got a timeout of the court. One quarter in the book here in Winchester. Jeff North, 11. Valley Falls, 3.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
To Winchester. That's what the sign says. You're coming to town out of state. Don't you think? Welcome to Winchester. Good to have you back with us, everybody. Set to go to the second quarter in Jefferson County North with an 11-3 lead in this girls' high school basketball game here this evening on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. JC and his sled after one quarter by Clara Johnson with 4 points, Claire Jobbins with three at two apiece, Tara Westuba and Elizabeth Easterday. Corey Kirkwood with two and Lillian Darpo the other point for Valley Falls. Here's the inbound. The shot goes up for JC and won't go in. The rebound battle for it. It'll be saved by the Lady Chargers deep in the corner. We've got a couple of shots away. Couldn't get one to fall. They'll swing it over to the right side and near travel. Diving into the lane. Losing a handle of the ball. It's rolling around in the lane and Fisher's going to run up and tell us it is a jump ball. We are about a half a minute in to the second quarter. And here comes Valley Falls back up the floor with it. Out on top of it, here's Valley with the basketball. 7:20 to go in the first half. They just got to figure a way to get some points on the board right now. Three opening quarter points so far. We're already in the second. Pass comes off on top. They look to the middle. Pass up the three. Work it around to the right side. And right now, the Lady Chargers zone has been really impenetrable. Here's a shot off the right block. Doesn't go. Nice offensive rebound. Followed up. Doesn't go. Macy Thompson upstairs to wrench the rebound down. And as she pulls it down, she gets tied up. Getting in there, Lauren Brown for Valley Falls ties it up. But the jump ball comes back to Shep North. Valley Falls is going to make a couple of more substitutions. I think maybe they've got the original starting five rotated back in there. 6:50 to play here in the first half. JC in with the ball, working from right to left. Here's a squared up three from the top. Doesn't go. Offensive board, and the follow shot knocked away, and Macy Thompson has been fouled and will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Sierra Steinlich. It'll be her first. And for Valley Falls, how about that? It is their first foul of the game. Free throw by Macy, a little bit short. She'll have one more shot looking for her first point of the game. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter, opening half, 11-3. Jeff North in front. Macy Thompson steps up there, squares up, pushes the second one up and in. Her first point of the game, and JCN advances its lead now to 12-3. Crowley falls up court. Renee Myers has it. Way over here on the right side. Renee looking in the middle. Just one of the bottom upper head looking in. Just nowhere to go right now, is it? Offense standing around probably a little bit more than Coach Hale would like. Back around to the left side is Yates. Down to the baseline. Driving across. Kicked out on top. All alone. There's a set shot for three off the window, but don't go in. Rebounding back down. Valley Falls. Now reset the offense. Now they cross-court pass. Telegraph. Stolen by Tara. Wastuba in from the left side of the lane. Up and in. Wastuba for two. Her fourth point to the game. And it is now a double-digit lead. 5:55 to go in the half. And J.C. is up 11. Leading at 14-3. Valley's just having trouble getting a shot to fall. Some nights they don't just be like that, and it's been that for the Lady Dragons so far. Here's a baseline three. Perfect. There you go. Perhaps that will break the ice on a Michaela Yates three-point shot. 14-6. Now the ball in the middle. The feed down to the baseline, and the shot won't go in. Offensive board, and the follow shot results in a foul. A free throw is coming up here for Jeff North. The foul is going to be on Michaela Yates for Valley Falls. It'll be her first. Team foul two. Team fouls are now even at two apiece. And at the line for Jeff North will be Lydia Tweed. There's at the scorer's table. We'll come in after the first of these two free throws. Lydia sends this one on its way, and it is perfect. Back in for JCN is going to be Abby Laird, and returning to the floor for Valley Falls, we're going to see Lauren Brown. 5:23 to go in the opening half. One more free throw coming up here for Lydia. It is on its way. Hits the rim, kicks out. No good. Rebound, Valley Falls. And it's stolen back by Tara Wastuba. Tara was relentless chasing that basketball, and she'll go to the left side of the free throw line to Laird, the feedback to Tara, and as she goes into the middle, we're going to have another foul called on Yates. So Michaela finds herself in a little trouble. She's the first player on either team to have picked up a second foul. Back in for Valley Falls is going to come. We got Emma Montgomery coming back in and checking into the game for the first time tonight for Valley Falls. It's going to be Peyton Lockhart. The shot goes up, no. Offensive rebound, followed up, no. Rebound, Valley Falls. Valley Falls with a basketball, and we're inside 5 minutes to go in the half. They'll dump it over to the left side. Lauren Brown has it deep in the corner. Nowhere to go. Comes back out on top to Lockhart. Back to Brown on the left side. She looks into the middle. Nothing there. They'll rotate a guard back up to the top. That's going to be a Montgomery. The baseline three. Launch. No. Rebound. Long rebound. And Montgomery's going to rescue it back. Gets it back to Brown. And Valley Falls will reset its offense. It is a 15-6 lead for JCN. The baseline three is up and short. Wastuba comes down with the rebound. Loses it. It's going to get away. It's out of bounds. Which way is it going? The officials kind of look at one another. And it's going to be JCN basketball. Wastuba will come out for Jeff North and Claire Jobbins in there. So you got Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. Got Abby Laird out there. See Elizabeth Easterday. And rounding it out is going to be, we got as a fifth. I'll pick it up here in a second. Oh, rounding it out is Lydia. Lydia Tweed. Ball's going to be knocked away. Valley Ball's coming up with a steal. Up the floor with a fake coming 4 minutes ago in the opening half. They'll cut into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away and reaching in a foul call. A little confusion by J.C. as to who the coverage responsibility was on that player. And the foul is going to be the first of the game by Claire Jobbins. Valley Falls will come to the free throw line. They were up there a little bit ago hitting one of two. This time it's going to be Corey Kirkwood stepping up. Corey, big, deep knee bends, first free throw, hits the back, kicks away. One more shot coming up. Macy Thompson returns here to take out Laird. It remains at 15-6. Valley Falls lead. One more shot coming up here. Kirkwood eyes it, and that one will not go in either. And a rebound pulled down by Jeff North. Tweed comes out with the basketball, and Easterday comes up the floor with it. He crosses at the center, weaves over to the left side, dishes it over here, and the shot is going to be up and good. Claire Jobbins for two, a nice assist. Elizabeth Easterday. 17-6, Jeff North. For the second time of the game, they lead by 11 with now 3.5 to go. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Here comes Clara. It's in and good. Clara Johnson with 6. She leads her team in scoring, and we're going to get another Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with Coach Hale here at 3:21 to go, opening half. JCN 19, Valley Falls 6.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Winchester. Is 3:21 to go in the opening half. JCN has put together now its largest lead of the game. They lead by 13. New Year's resolutions. Joseph and I have one, is to see if we can maybe make 7 nights a week bringing you basketball. Actually, we kind of top out at 6 somehow. Joseph, I'm going to work on that. I know you'll be tickled to death to hear it, too. Maybe we can get somehow 7 nights. That would be a delightful week, wouldn't it? We get a dozen games a week, but we can't get 7 nights. Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls up court. Now the cross-court pass stolen with Stuba goes to the left side, and the layup won't roll in. Taken back down by Valley Falls, and here comes Michaela Yates into the forecourt as we go inside 3 minutes to play, first half. Yates holds it up between the circles, dumps it over to the right side to Kirkwood. She'll come back off on top, gets it to Darvo, and here's a 3, shot and hit. Emma Montgomery from outside. 19-9 with 2:40 left, opening half. There's Tuba. Dumps it over to the left side to Claire. Jobbins, they work around the outside with the pass. Easterday has it now, way out on the right side. Puts Tuba back in at the top. Maisie Thompson trying to back in. Her defender is doing a great job of getting that forearm right in the small of her back and keeping her from pushing backward into the lane. Lady Chargers being very patient. They work around the outside, out of the right wing to Wistuba. Between the circles, Lydia. Now to Macy off the left block. Turns, shoots off the window, but it won't go down. Valley Falls with the rebound. Here comes Darvo. She's up the court 1-on-5. Goes all the way to the rack. Can't get it. The numbers were not in her favor, and here comes JCM. Wistuba down court with the basketball, but she will bring it back out on top and let her team join her in the forecourt with a minute 45 left in the half, and her team in front by 10, 19-9. Lady Chargers. And now we got a whistle. And let's see what this is all about. We've got a foul, and it is going to be on Lillian Darvo. It will be her first. And JC is going to take Lydia out and bring Clara Johnson back in. Myron is very clear about that foul down there, and Valley Falls coaching staff was not real thrilled with the call, but he was quite satisfied that that's exactly what he had seen. Again, no shot clock, so Chargers just kind of hold the ball and not moving around much, looking inside, not seeing what they want. They'll go from wing to point, back to wing, and here's a travel. That's a good call. A little loss of balance and a little scoot of the pivot foot, and back up court with the Wacoma Valley Falls. They've got a chance to take this back to a single-digit deficit. As we're approaching a minute to play in the opening quarter, it's a 19-9 JCN lead here. They are at home hosting this girls' invitational tournament. Valley has it way over to the right side. They pass up the undefended shot. Bring it back out to the left side where a more willing shooter will send it on its way, but it will not quite go in for Montgomery. She hit a 3 a moment ago. And as we come up the court, we're going to get a blocking foul and that is going to be team foul 6 for Valley Falls. The whistle is going to be the 3rd, and that's a huge one. for Valley Falls, Michaela Yates. So Yates coming out of the game, having picked up a third foul for Valley Falls, one on Darbo, one on Steinlich. The pass in the middle, and we get a foul, and this will be free throws. This foul is going to be on Darbo. It is her second. 51 seconds to go in the first half, and now JC coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there with 6 points already tonight, Clara Johnson. These will be her first free throws of the evening. Crowd grows very quiet. That is a high arcing shot that is up and good. She got some loft on that. One more shot coming up here for Clara. That one hits the back and a long rebound that's going to carry him into the hands of Lillian Darbo. Races up the floor, throws it across the court, and running up behind the plate, Tara was Dubas, able to get a hand on that thing and knock it away and out of bounds. 45 seconds left in the half. Here comes Valley Falls, putting it in play, coming in out on top. Lauren Brown, now to the baseline. The three is up and good from in the corner. Second three-point shot of the game for Emma Montgomery. She's hit a both in this quarter, and it's now 20-12. Half a minute to go in the half. 27. Clock rolling along, and JCN, they will be content with a last shot before intermission, I suspect. Here's Tara Wistuba, drives in, and then backs away with the dribble. Give and go, Easter Day to Wistuba, who scores it. Easter Day the assist, Tara has six. 22-12, 8 seconds. Across the timeline with six. Back over to the left side, Montgomery. Out on top, Darbo three, no. Rebound, JCN, and we are at intermission. It's halftime in Jefferson County. We're taking a break, and we'll be back to summarize the half for you. The intermission score, Jefferson County North, 22, Valley Falls, 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Going to have you back with us here in Winchester as we've come to halftime of this girls' game. Intermission finds Jeff North in front. Double figures, 22-12. A recap of the first half scoring. First of all, four. Valley Falls leading the way with a couple of three-point shots is Emma Montgomery with six. Michaela Yates has three on a three-pointer of her own. 2 points in the opening half for Corey Kirkwood and Lillian Darvo with one. For JCN, Clara Johnson paces the way with her seven. Tara Wistuba on her heels with six, and right behind her, five for Clara Jobbins. It was a two-point first half for Elizabeth Easterday, Lydia Tweed, Macy Thompson, each with one. Foul trouble for JCN, none. Three players with one apiece. For Valley Falls, a lot. Michaela Yates, typically one of their high-scoring players, maybe their highest-scoring player on the season. Michaela has three first-half fouls, Lillian Darbo with two. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine basketball. We'll be talking about that as this game wears on and kind of previewing that for you. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime at the Jefferson County North Invitational with the halftime score. JCN 22, Valley Falls 12. We're going to kick it back to Joseph. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studios, and he's been saving it up for one fantastic halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from Winchester, Kansas, with the girls' game between Valley Falls and JCN. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens are playing host to Clark University. High noon is the tip time for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Monday brings us to high school basketball as Valley Falls will be visiting Marhill Mount Academy with the girls' game at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court around 8. Tuesday, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS with the girls' game again scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court around 8 or so. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as they play host to Central Methodist. 5:30 tip for the women's game. The men will take to the court at 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in some girls' games. It was Donovan West at 55 points over Blue Valley 24. Centralia fell to Hanover. Hanover had 49 points. I'm sorry, Centralia beat Hanover with a final score of Centralia 54, Hanover 49. It was Clifton Clyde over Frankfort 34-29. Washington County survived overtime with Troy to have a 40-33 victory in the girls' game. Wetmore was soundly beaten by Valley Heights 61-23. Holton slipped by Chapman 30-24. And it was Royal Valley Girls 59 to Mission Valley Girls 51. Halftime in boys' games, I've just got a couple of reporting. It's Blue Valley 33, Donovan West 14. And in the Nemaha Central Marysville game, it is Nemaha Central 26, Marysville 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 19. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow. Highs level off around 53. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 19.9 degrees Fahrenheit out there. We have no wind at this moment. The relative humidity is 52%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.33 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and our current wind chill is 20 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a few moments.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And as we return, your feature game starts the second half with a three-point shot by JCN's Claire Chobbins, and welcome back. Claire hitting her 8-point right there and pushing the Jeff North lead to 25-12. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Well done, Joseph. Thank you so much. I suggest we do this again a couple of times tomorrow. What do you think? 25-12, Jeff North's Lady Chargers in front of Valley Falls, and we are just moments into the third quarter. Valley works around to the left side. Here's a wide open three that's off the back of the rim, and the long rebound tipped out, and Jeff North is going to be able to save it. Here comes Lestuba into the forecourt. Tearing down the left side. She'll drive all the way, goes to the rack, and reaching in, she gets fouled by Corey Kirkwood. Corey picking up her first foul. 6:51 to play in the third quarter. Going to be foul number one for either team in the second half. And coming to the line for Jeff North, Tara Wastuba. Half a dozen points already tonight. Now 7. JCN has struggled at the free throw line. They were 3 of 6 at the line in the first half. Valley Falls was 1 of 4. Wastuba eyes it up. The senior puts this one up and rolls around, and it won't go in. The rebound is going to get away, roll out of bounds, and it'll be off the Chargers. Valley Falls basketball. 26-12. Jeff North in front. 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Valley into the forecourt with it, and over to the left side is going to be Lillian Darvo. She'll feed it over to the left block, into the lane, falling away. The shot is up and very short. Rebounding it down is going to be Claire Jobbins. She'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Chargers. Starts down the left side, weaves her way over to the right, dishes it on the wing to Johnson. Claire is going to have the ball. Get away from her. Picked up by Montgomery. Emma will drive to the right side. Long cross-court pass is rescued there. They were looking for Yates, I think, and one of her teammates thought maybe it was hers, and Myers steps in front of it but saves it, and Valley Falls now cross-court will lose the ball. It will come back to Jeff North. A couple of minutes into the third quarter. it will be JC in basketball. They'll be put in play right between the Valley Falls bench and the scorer's table, and into the forecourt with it, they're going to come. A couple of minutes into the third quarter, JC in leading it now by 14. It is their largest lead of the evening. The feed over to the left side, the spinning shot up and well done. We have Macy Thompson, her third point of the game, and it goes down to a 29-13 lead. Here's a baseline shot up from the left side, no good, and very quickly, JC and a clear Thomas coming down with a rebound. Lady Chargers race into the forecourt. Claire comes down the right side, right in front of head coach Steve Noll, brings it back out on top to Tara Wastuba. She'll run the ball clip from the one. Her pass across to the left side is going to be reached in and tied up. Possession arrow back to Jeff North. That was great hustle down there by Renee Myers. Macy's going to come out and checking in for Jeff North. We will see Abby Laird. And here comes Jefferson County North. 5:20 to play in the third. Now up 28-12. Here's a runner at the baseline right. Wastuba for two more. 30-12. And now an 18-point JC in lead. We're inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass and Coach Hale's taking a timeout. We're taking a break with Jordan with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right now it's all Jeff North. Lady Chargers 30, Valley Falls 12.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls brings the ball into the forecourt. We'll see what adjustments that Coach Hale has made. The ball goes into the corner. It's going to be stolen. The outlet a little too long, and Valley Falls is going to steal it back. That was a nice hustle down there by Renee Myers. Myers up the court, goes to the left side. Yates for three, hits the side of the backboard, and the ball's going to carry him out of bounds. Michaela Yates out there beginning the third quarter, but got to be a little careful with three fouls now in the game. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. JCN breaks the press, goes right side, Laird layup, nope. Battling for her own rebound. It is going to be slapped out of her hands and out of bounds, and it'll come back in again to Jeff North. Hold on a minute. We're going to get five substitutions coming in for Valley Falls. So as a coach, or as a player, he said they realized the coach has just brought in a whole new team. Probably not real happy with some things that she's seeing. And here's the shot goes up, won't go in. And it's going to be Sierra Steinlecht coming up with the basketball. And Valley Falls will bring it up the floor. Over to the right side is going to be Steinlecht. Then into the corner now, it's Madeline Miller. Miller comes back off on top there to Lauren Brown. Around to the baseline left is going to be Sierra Steinlecht. She'll dribble toward the top, looks into the middle, needs some help. She'll get that help from Corey Kirkwood. 3:55 to play in the third. Now the pass over to the baseline is going to get away from Maddie Miller, and it'll go out of bounds. Back it will come to Jefferson County North. And now JC, and having trouble getting it in play. The group that Coach Hale has put out there, I tell you what, they are hustling after the basketball. They are hungry. 3:40 to play in the third. Lady Chargers down the left side, now spinning into the lane. Little two-handed shot is up and no good, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Touched last by Caitlin Yates. JC is going to bring back into the game both Macy Thompson and Lydia Tweed. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. The inbound lost out of bounds, and again, it will be off Valley Falls. Valley Falls out there. I've got Lauren Brown on the floor and Madeline Miller. I see Caitlin Yates out there. Who else do we have? Corey Kirkwood, and rounding it out is going to be Sierra Steinlich. The feed will go to the left pocket. It's going to be knocked away and stolen by Steinlich. She'll come up with the basketball, and here comes Valley Falls. Caitlin Yates, the sophomore, into the forecourt to the left-hand dribble. Had some trouble handling it. Now kind of has the timing down. Feeds into the lane and going in. And a great job of trying to get the shot away as she was tumbling to the floor by Corey Kirkwood. Doesn't go in, but she draws the foul on Tara Wisdubla. It'll be Tara's second and the first foul of the second half by Jeff North. And Valley's coming to the free throw line. Kirkwood is 0-for-2 at the line tonight. This one, perfect. 3 points in the ball game for Corey Kirkwood, and that is the first point of the second half for the Lady Dragons. Corey taking her time, eyes it up, big deep knee band pushes up, and that one does not go in. Macy Thompson rebounding it down, and back up the floor, that will come Jefferson County North. Working it up the floor, Claire Jobbins. Claire starts to the left side, comes back to the right, swings it over to the edge to Lydia. Tweed brings it off on top with Stuba. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 30-13. Chasing with the ball and with the lead. They'll feed over outside the right block, and as they put it into the hands of Clara Johnson, we have a foul called, and the whistle's going to be on Valley Falls. It will be the first foul of the ball game by Caitlin Yates. Jeff North coming into their baseline. And before it comes in, Coach Nolan taking a break. Let's do it, Joseph. What do you say? Time out of the court with the Lady Chargers. 2:47 to go in the third. It's all JCN. Jeff North, 30. Valley Falls, 13.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Well, as we come back, JCN brings the ball in and straight up with the bucket goes Lydia Tweed. And now, up court for the basketball, it is Valley Falls with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. They run into the lane. The shot goes up off the hands of Corey Kirkwood, and she gets fouled. And I suspect we'll be coming back to the free throw line again. The foul is going to be on Macy. Foul number one for Macy Thompson, and for JCN, team foul two of the second half. Team fouls even at two each. Another free throw. It's up, and this one good. So Corey Kirkwood has made many appearances at the free throw line tonight. She's now 2 of 5. Wisdubla is going to check out for a little bit. Thompson is going to check out. We get Easterday and Laird back in. One more look. The second free throw. Got them both. It is 32-15. 2:22 left in the third quarter. Talking to Coach Noel before the game and asking him, well, you know, what do the games for tomorrow, Saturday, the championship games that will match the pool play winners? Here's a little turnaround shot up a bit for Abby Laird. 34-15 for the second time, a 19-point Jeff North lead. We're inside 2 to go in the third or in the third quarter. And I think Coach Noel that he said, you know what, it's going to come down to this game. I mean, the final game of the final night to determine who the pool winners and places are going to be. And at that point, they will set the games for tomorrow. Going to be games tomorrow beginning at noon here, by the way. You're looking to come to the high school tournament. But, Joseph, you and I are going to be enjoying Benedictine basketball tomorrow as the Ravens are at home, back in the Nolan Gymnasium. BC at home, 2 o'clock, or the 12 o'clock for the ladies and 2 o'clock for the guys. And they'll be hosting Clark. Here's a runner from the left side that is up and good. Count that bucket for Elizabeth Easterday, her 4th point of the evening. 36-15, and we're at a minute to go. Third quarter. Back over to the left side. Valley Falls on offense. That's going to be Caitlin Yates. And ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it will come to J.C. Gibb. Lady Chargers bring Zeta Noel into the game. Here comes Mustuba. She will stop, look inside, no one there. Brings it on top. The three launch, no. Rebound, Laird. Power move, draws a foul. That was a good, strong move in the middle by Abby. Our official is going to walk over, and that foul is going to be on Sierra Steinlich, her second of the game. Coming to the line, Abby's first free throw of the night is up and good. One more shot coming her way. 37-15. Down to 42 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Abby going to take her time. And second one, airborne right there. So Laird, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, has 4 points, pushing her team's lead now to 38-15. Just over a half a minute to play in the third quarter. Valley with the ball down to the right side. Here's a runner from about 14 on the right wing. No. Rebounding down with Stuba. Tara up the floor. She'll let the other 9 players precede her. 20 seconds to go. On the right side, Easterday. Heads for the baseline. Skips it in the middle of Laird. Kicks it onto the free throw line. Little backdoor screen. There's no room there. Sierra Johnson, or rather, Clara Johnson. Back it comes to Easterday, 7 seconds, 6. Mustuba, 4 seconds, 3. Mustuba at the baseline, has to shoot, can't get it to drop, and we are 3 quarters done. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter. It is Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 38, Valley Falls 15.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Winchester at the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational. JCN broke out. Well, actually, the first bucket of the game scored by Valley Falls, and JCN led at the end of the quarter 11-3, 22-12 at the half, 38-15 after three quarters, and they're being led in scoring right now by the trio of Tara Wastuba with 9, Claire Jobbins with 8, and 7 for Clara Johnson. Then it's 4-4 and 3-3. So the ball belongs to Valley Falls. They'll put it in play, and the fourth quarter is underway. Jason is going to switch defenses again and go to a 2-3. Here's the pass, knocked away, but saved out on top by Valley Falls. It's under that it's going to be Madeline Miller. Now it's going to be stolen by Wastuba. She'll weave her way to the right side, lob it over to the left. Spinning, twisting, trying to come into the middle. There's no room there. They'll jump it back out on top. Wastuba thought she was going to launch a three, then doesn't. Gets it over to Claire Jobbins, and Claire will work right in front of the JCN bench. Jobbins comes out on top, right side to Wastuba. 38-15, JCN in front. Wastuba will turn, spin, shoot, draw a foul. Rick is going to come over and let us know that foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Caitlin Yates. It'll be her second foul of the game. First free throw here for Tara Wastuba. It is up and good. Nicely done by Tara. One more shot as she's now at double-figure scoring. Looks it over, and that one is going to be just a little bit off. It is 39-15. 7:14 to go. A couple of substitutions. We'll pick them up here as Cassie Frakes is in for Valley Falls. Also is Evie Gatzmeyer. Fouling with the basketball. Way out topside with it is going to be Madeline Miller. Miller swings it over to the right edge. Handled there by Gatzmeyer. Comes back out on top. 6:50 to go in the game. Miller deep in the right corner. Looking. Goes long cross court, and we're going to get a Valley timeout. Coach Hale going to talk to him about this a little bit. We're taking a break, Joseph. 6:49 left in this game. It's a 39-15 JCM lead.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Joseph, it's so perplexing. I'll give you a little engineering question, because after the spots, which sound perfect, the transition music goes into, in my hearing, just kind of a whirlwind. It's like, the hurricane coming in off the Gulf Coast. But here we go back to play. Valley Falls coming out of the timeout. We'll swing the ball in, go over to the right side. Yates up and good, and that is going to be Caitlin Yates for two. 39-17, Jefferson County North. Coming into the ballgame here today, JCN, 6-5 on the season. Valley Falls coming into the game at 5-5. 39-17, long cross-court pass. Pulled down, feeds over to the right block. The drive to the baseline, and the shot somehow crawls over the rim, and good plus one for Tara Wistuba. The senior having a big game. Foul will be assessed to Valley Falls and belong to Cassie Frakes. Chance at the three-point play, and Tara will score it. That is, 13 points now for Tara Wistuba, making it 42-17. We're down to 6:10 left. Valley's cross court pass stolen. Wistuba coming down the court. She is one on two, gets bumped, and the foul is going to occur prior to the shot. They're going to not going to give her that plus one this time. This foul is going to be on Valley Falls, and now three by Caitlin Yates. Easter Day is in. Wistuba out for Jefferson County North. 6 minutes to go. Elizabeth comes in, right side, an uncontested three is perfect. From deep in the right edge, Claire Jobbins now at 11, 45-17. JCN opened up a rather commanding lead here with a little over 5 minutes left. Here's a runner from the baseline right off the rim three times, and then wouldn't go in, and rebound at Jeff North. Outlet pass quickly down the right side, a little push it, a little shove, and the shot is going to be taken and won't drop it. Valley Falls going to rebound it down. Claire Jobbins couldn't quite get that one to fall. Lady Dragons up court with it. They'll roll into the forecourt. 14-footers off the window and good. Count that bucket, Caitlin Yates. Nice little transition outlet pass. Heavy Gansmeyer. Five minutes to go. Kick out on top, and we're going to get a travel call against Jefferson County North. Kind of getting tangled up a little bit in the middle, Clara Johnson. Keep your JC and have to battle with a little bit. Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. So, there's that. No excuses, just explanation. 5 minutes to play in the game. Valley Falls up four with it. Left side of the free throw line. Cross-court pass is going to be hauled in by Gatzmeyer. She'll look to the middle. Kick it back off on top to Caitlin Yates. Splits two defenders. Launches it up, and it won't go in. Gets her own rebound. Follows again. No. This time Laird clears it away, and Jefferson County North will organize its offense and bring the ball into the forecourt. JC and way out in front. They'll go three. That one, no. Rebound, Laird, a nice offensive board. Working toward the baseline is J.C. and a shot from the top. There's three more. That is Clara Johnson, and she is the third player for Jeff North to reach double figures. Coach Snow emptying a bench out here at the first dead ball. The kick will come to the right side. Gatzmeier launches and drains it. How about that? It is 48-22. Inside 4 minutes now. I thought Coach Manoa might just exercise a timeout just for rotating players in, but we haven't seen that yet. Here's a cut to the baseline. The jumper here. Up, no. Laird with a rebound. Back over comes the Easterday skip pass out on top. Johnson. She'll knife into the lane. Pulls up from nine. It's off the window. No good. And out of bounds. Here comes our substitutions. All the players ran in, but we're not getting all the players to run back off the floor. Looking in. JCN brings it over inbounds over to the right side, and we'll need a little help. Here's Laird turning around. The shot, no. Follow shot, no, and we get a foul. Jeff North coming to the free throw line. Stepping to the line for the Lady Chargers is going to be Zeta Noh. She'll send it up. Won't quite get in for her. She's got another look at it coming. Back in the backcourt, we've got Kennedy Hernandez is a freshman back there. Abby Laird, left side of the lane, right side of the lane, Elizabeth Easterday. Second free throw is good. And rounding out the five of the four is going to be Jocelyn Seaver. We got Jocelyn out there also. 3:20 to go in the game, and cross-court pass by Valley Falls, slapped out of bounds by Jeff North. It'll come back in again to the Lady Dragons. Putting it in play. Gatzmeier to come off on top to Caitlin Yates. And we get a little bump, get a little foul, and this is going to be on Jocelyn. So Steven will have her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul three for JCN, which means Valley Falls putting it in play again from the sideline, around 28-foot line. They'll bring it into the baseline. The lob crosses way underneath the rim, too far below the rim to get a shot away. So they'll dish it out. The turnaround is going to be up and in. Very nicely done. And that is going to belong to Sierra Steinlich. 49-24. Inside 3 minutes to go now. And the ball stolen by Valley. Flying up court with it is going to be Caitlin Yates. Then it's going to be knocked out of her hands from behind it, out of bounds. It'll come back in once again to Valley Falls down at their offensive baseline. 2:50 to go. Jason leading at 49-24. Inbound it comes. Valley works it off on top. It's going to be Yates with it. Looks to the right side. Doesn't go there. Goes to the left to Madeline Miller. Madeline kicks it back over to the right side to Gatzmeier. She starts in. Dishes back. And now as the drive comes to the baseline, we're going to get a charger foul. And that one is going to be on Noel. Zeta Noel will have her first foul of the game. Valley brings it in. 2.5 minutes to go. Baseline, not going to happen. And Laird sweeps the board clean. Charges back up the floor. And here comes Seaver. Benedictine basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio at 12 and 2. The Lady Ravens playing at noon in the Nolan. Guys, after them at 2 o'clock, hosting Clark. Skip pass over to the left, and JCN going to make a couple of more substitutions here with 2 minutes to go. The dish to the middle, the ball batted away. Valley Falls going to pick it up. Outlet down the right side. Going to be saved deep in the corner by Gatzmeier. Minute 45 to go. Gatzmeier looks to the middle from 15. The shot up, no. Rebound is on the floor. There's a whistle that's going to allow players to come in on a jump ball call. Into the game for JCN. You're going to see both Izzy LeGrand and also checking in is going to be Kaya Roller, a couple of freshmen. And Jason's going to turn it over, a little pass over to the left edge. Going to get away, get out of bounds, and with a minute 32 to play, Valley Falls will bring it back up the floor. They will walk it into the forecourt. Here comes Caitlin Yates. Starts to the right side, dumps it to the edge. Gatzmeier's jumper, a long two. Nicely done. Gatzmeier makes it 49-26. 75 seconds to play. JCN pass deep to the left edge, and we get a jump ball possession back to Valley. 70 seconds to play for Valley Falls. Up floor with the basketball, they're going to come. And again, it's going to be Caitlin Yates. Emma. She's come in off the bench. She's done a nice job. Gatzmeier on the right side. She's had the hot hand. Goes for another three, and that one almost goes in. And we'll get away, get out of bounds, and we'll be back to the Lady Chargers. So you've got Roller out there for JCN. LeGrand on the floor. Who else do we have out there as we kind of look across the players on the court? We've got Jocelyn is out there. Jocelyn Seaver. Long cross-court pass to the left side. Noel is out there. The shot is up. Won't go. Rebound. Cleared away. Valley Falls. Baseball pass up the floor. Fielded to the right side. The spinning shot is missing. And a rebound underneath the goal is going to be picked back up. And Gatzmeier, two more. But tell you what, she's got seven here in the fourth quarter. It's 49-28. 20 seconds left. Cross-court stolen again. Here comes Gatzmeier. Running down the right side, feeding over to the left. And a little travel, no call, the shot up. Doesn't matter. Rebounding it down is JCN. And 7 seconds to go. They're letting them battle a little bit, and we're going to just have a jump ball called. And that's Myron doing the right thing. You don't want to call a foul, but you got to stop all the wildness going on out of the court. So you just have to jump ball. But this time possession happens to go to the Lady Chargers. 4-3, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight from the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational. JCN 49, Valley Falls 28. We'll be back to summarize it for you after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back with you here in Winchester to get a few things kind of sewn up and tied up. It was a big win for JCN tonight as they led essentially throughout the game and end up winning it tonight 49-28. Recapping the scoring for Valley Falls, it was a half a dozen tonight for Emma Montgomery, who came in off the bench, played very well. Corey Kirkwood had 5 and 4 for Caitlin Yates. 3 tonight for Michaela Yates. You had Lillian Darbo with 1, 2 for Sierra Steinlich, but tell you what, leading scorer on this team, Evie Gatzmeier. So, Evie, great job. Congratulations. 7 points tonight to lead Valley Falls. For Jefferson County North, 3 players reaching double figures, led by Bank of Atchison player of the game, Tara Wistuba. Tara with 13 points tonight in the JCN win. 11 and 9 for Claire Jobbins and 10 for Clara Johnson. It goes four apiece then for Elizabeth Easterday and Abby Laird. A three-point game for both Macy Thompson and Lydia Tweed. One tonight for Zetano. JCN now 7-5. Valley Falls now 5-6. Tomorrow, Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio is it will be the Ravens playing host to Clark. Got your ladies game coming up at noon. The guys game coming up at 2. Curious about the courtside cafe that they're going to have going on. So there is that. And wait a minute, we're going to write this down. Here come the, I think they're going to tell us what the matchups are for tomorrow. So stick around for that. Is this tomorrow? Okay. Here we go. Tomorrow's pairing. Okay. Got that. Okay, so here's the lineup for tomorrow here at the JCN Invitational. The 12 o'clock game for third place, the Northeast Kansas Saints and Oskaloosa. At 1:30, it'll be Valley Falls and Perry. And at 3 o'clock, Jeff North Rossville. I think we've got him. So there you go with those. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. We will continue to share these matchups with you and see if we can't get those on the MSC Sports Network website. Hey, thanks for having me join us. Final score again tonight. Jeff North winning it 49-28 over Valley Falls. We greet you tomorrow from the Nolan Gymnasium for Joseph back at a Care Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always, of course. Tom Couch with you here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.